Sir, snippet series of Genesis sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Forman for a Fushlem Hadassah Racha Baschana Golda. We have completed the brachas of the Amida, but we're now going through the addendum to the Amida Elokai Netzor L'Shamim Eirahus V'Asayim Edaber Mirma. The first two bakashas, the first two requests we make in this section in which we are invited to individualize what is it our specific needs, unlike Anshei Knesset HaGedola, that's scripted for us in the Amida. The first two things we ask for are Elokai Netzor, stop me from Lashon Hara, and in Svasai, prevent my lips, Midavim Mirma, from spreading falsehood or speaking deceitfully. Of all the bakashas, of all the individual needs that we have, why were those chosen as the first two? So the Chavetz Chaim, not surprising that the Chavetz Chaim would have an opinion on this, Chavetz Chaim says that before we can make requests, before we can ask for our personal needs and our personal things, before we insert what's going on in our lives, we have to dedicate ourselves to abandon these negative and destructive practices. We have to get rid of the damage that's done from speaking negatively. So the first two things that we say in order to earn the merit, to be able to continue, to be able to ask what we want, is to ask, help me from speaking Lashon Hara, and help prevent me from spreading specifically falsehood. Chaim Friedlander, the great Mashkiach Aponovich, in his commentary adds, says, Shmona Esrei, we've just used our lips and our tongues, we've just used the power of speech for their ultimate purpose, namely, to speak to Hashem, to talk to God, to talk to the Almighty. Very famously, the Vort, Bereishis, Ruach Memala, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, he breathed life into us, Unkla says, the power of speech. But why were we given that power of speech? There was no one for Adam to speak to. There was no companion. Chav had not yet been split from him. So for what was the power of speech created? The original intent of the power of speech was to talk to none other than Hashem. So yes, we also use speech to communicate with others, but most fundamentally and centrally, the power of speech is to talk to Hashem. So we use it at the highest purpose, its core or original purpose, to talk to Hashem throughout the Amida. And essentially what we're saying at the end, Elokai Netzor, is now that I've created some momentum, now that I've used my power of speech for such good, to give thanks to Hashem, Shevach, Bakasha, Hoda'a, I've used it for good, let me continue to use it for good, let me not now turn to use it in any way for a negative sense. So that is the second understanding. Maybe perhaps the most simple understanding, why do we begin with these two requests? It's because of Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samachay, says, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Rubam Begezel, Umiutam Be'arayas, Ve'akol Ba'avak Lashon Hara. Rubam Begezel, most people struggle daily not to steal. Now, I hope it doesn't mean outright to put our hands into the wallet, into the pocket of somebody else. We're not outright thieves. But it means we exaggerate, maybe we market unfairly, maybe we negotiate ruthlessly, maybe we take a pencil, maybe we took a pen without knowing who it belongs to, maybe we log on to someone else's Wi-Fi without permission. Rubam begezel. Umiutam barayas, and the minority violate arayas. But the Gemara concludes, hakol, everybody, every day, struggles with avak lashon hara. If not lashon hara mamish, if not outright lashon hara, but at least in the area of lashon hara, using our power of speech productively and correctly, we all struggle. So it makes sense that which we're all most vulnerable to, that which we all struggle most with, would become the opening two requests. So far we've seen three suggestions. Chavetz Chaim says, in the schus of asking for help in these two areas, then we can continue this section where we're invited to individualize our tefillah, to offer our individual tefillah. Second understanding, the Mashkiach of Chaim Friedlander, we've just begun to use our power of speech productively, correctly. We ask Hashem, help us continue to use it for its original purpose. Let's not deviate from it. And the third, maybe cynical, is it's an area where we all need the most help. But I'll end today by telling you the Yiriya Shlomo. The Yiriya Shlomo has another interpretation, and I find it fantastic, and it really is fundamental to the Amida. All throughout the Amida, we've used Lashon Rabim. We've been asking Hashem collectively. We've been speaking on behalf of the community, not only asking for ourselves, but asking for everyone. In fact, Elokai Netzor, this is the first request we make, which is Lashon Yachid, Netzor Lishoni, my tongue. Happens to be Lev Eliyahu, the Rav Eliyahu Lapian. He actually made it in the plural. We'll talk about another time why. But we say it specifically as an individual. Till now, we've been turning and asking Hashem on behalf of Klal Yisrael. We care about everyone with sensitivity, with sympathy, with empathy, with love. We care about Klal Yisrael. B'soch Shachal Yisrael, don't just heal us or our loved one. Everyone, we care about everyone. So here in the whole Amida has been Lashon Rabbim. We've turned to Hashem and we feel empowered, maybe entitled to ask Him why. We're not just asking for ourselves, we're asking for everyone. So imagine you ask for everyone, we claim we care about Klal Yisrael, you finish the Amida, you take 3 steps back, and then you say some Lashon Hara. Then you're going to say some deceit. You're going to exaggerate. You're going to say something that's not true. You're going to spread some gossip. You're going to harm or hurt or injure another. You just undid everything you accomplished, the Amida. The whole Amida was predicated on claiming we care about Gan's Klal Yisrael. So therefore, we end the Amida with the commitment. In order for the Amida to be accurate and precise, in order for it to be authentic and true, help me not speak gossip, not speak deceit. Let me be genuine, let me be authentic. In this way, it's the opposite bookend. The Arizal, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, famously says, before davening, and the Amida is the Ikar davening, before davening, a Jew should say, Hare, a person should say, I'm a Kabbal, I accept upon myself the mitzvah of V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. To love every Jew as ourselves. Hashem, before I turn to you, how could I ask you for anything if I mistreat, if I have tension with your other children, with my siblings? So I turn to Hashem and I begin by saying, I love every Jew. I love every Jew. I hope every Jew loves me. I forgive every Jew. I love every Jew. I love all your children. I love all my siblings. Now I have a few things that I need. That is how we introduce tefillah. Before we daven, v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. So this tefillah, this bakasha at the end says that Yiriya Shlomo is essentially the opposite bookend. Before davening, v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. The end of davening, the end of the Amida, which is the core of davening. It's called the Amida for a reason. Elokai mitzor l'shoni meira. Hashem, let me see the beauty in my brothers. Let me never speak negatively or gossip. Let me not spread any deceit or lies. Let me love. In the merit of loving before and loving after, now you know I mean it when I daven on behalf of all Gan's Klal Yisrael. And as I pivot now to think and turn to my own needs in that merit, hear and listen to that as well.